In this episode, let's discuss how you market a really boring product.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right, all right. You know, a couple years ago in Scottsdale, Arizona, I was speaking in front of an audience, about 100, 115 people. I remember my wife was in the room and a guy raised his hand. He's like, yeah, dude, this is great. Love your information, Todd, but this isn't going to work for us. How do you market a really boring product? We have a terribly boring product. And so my first thought was, oh, damn, I'm stumped. My second thought was, hey, what kind of product is it that's so boring that you can't market it? And he said, well, we have accounting software. And I thought, yeah, he's probably right. But he's probably right because I don't like accounting. It's not that I don't like it. It's just not my wheelhouse. You know, of all the things that I want to talk about, accounting has to be, I don't know, towards the bottom of the list. Our controller must think that I've got really bad attention disorders because whenever we want to talk about accounting, I'm like out the window. But that doesn't mean the product is boring. Or that also doesn't mean that it's a tough product to market. In fact, if you talk to our controller, she loves accounting software. It's like her jam. And if you're selling accounting software, and it could be anything, so don't pigeon your hole yourself into thinking that I'm only talking about accounting software. I'm talking about anything that you as a marketer find boring. How are you going to market it? If in your head you're like, oh, this sucks, I'd rather watch cornhole toss on ESPN on Saturday than talk about accounting software. Well, the reality is it's interesting to your target audience. Like, I wouldn't be the target audience as the entrepreneur. In most cases, it would be for an accountant. Accounting software is something that accountants are interested in. So you've got to understand that audience and what their needs, their pain, their frustration is, what excites them, where the current market limitations are. And if you understand that in any product or service, you can make it interesting to that audience. But if you aren't investing into that audience, if you aren't finding what makes accountants, or if you're selling to pathologists, or maybe you're selling to somebody that's a realtor, for whatever your product is, if you aren't digging in and interviewing them and finding out what makes them tick, and you're just sitting back saying, this is boring, then you're probably either the wrong person for the job or ill-prepared to be leading that effort, right? And what I've discovered is whenever I lean in and start to nerd out on that company or, excuse me, that audience and what they're interested in, well, then I can excel. So my big takeaway to you is if you think you're marketing a boring product, that probably means you just don't know that audience well enough. And that doesn't mean you've got to be a part of that audience, but it means that you've got to get your nerdy brain around how you make their life better and do that in the fastest way possible. I actually believe that if you gave me a boring product, I have enough intellectual curiosity and desire to serve that audience that I would figure out how to make it super interesting. One of the ways would be to go back and listen to that interview that I just did with Mike Squared on the Underdog Voice and the Challenger brand. Because a lot of the hints come from there. But I want you to think about making it super interesting, entertaining, and visually show them the transformation that your solution is going to have on their life. Because what we're all really looking for is solving pain, frustration, and having that radical transformation, and just figure out what that is. And you should be able to hit a friggin' home run by making a boring product really damn interesting to the people who care.
Peace.